Coop, maybe it wasn't perfect from start to finish, but what do you take away from the way you guys are able to play and find a way to win, especially in the third period?
Yeah, well, the big takeaway was, unfortunately, we went down 2 and gave up the power play goal. But in the grand scheme of things, we didn't really give them much the whole night. So I like the way we defended. A couple miscues, you know, gave them a couple chances, but we battled back. It was, I thought Johnny's goal was key. You know, they'd gone down 2. Vasi had to stop a breakaway, or that could have been tough, but you know, to have a kind of a quick answer to make it 2-1, and then Yanni Gord with a, you know, draws a penalty that was huge, and then that power play was, you know, it's amazing that that was the shot that went in after all the chances we had on it. Now it's 2-2, and we stuck with it, and as I said, didn't give much time to stretch, and you know, turned into a big one for us.
What did you see on that power play to just kind of keep finding those chances?
Well, they moved it. They shot it and moved the puck, and we retrieved, and that's what good power plays do when you're, they were unselfish. They had some great looks. As I said, it was, you know, Stammer's got to put that under the bar, and, you know, some of the open looks we had, but, you know, they worked, retrieved, and it was, it seemed like a long 2 minutes, but they got it done.
After what happened Monday, all the changes you guys gave up, the odd man rushes, was that like a big, you know, encouragement this tonight?
Yeah, well, we gave up 0 in the first, and the second, there were a couple there, but we didn't turn the puck over as much. Obviously, the not giving up the odd man rushes, and when you're doing that, you know, instead of giving up 3, you know, you're giving up 2 or less, and when you do that, you got a good chance to win, and that's what we did.
Did that goal give Chernek a little bit of a boost there? I see him kind of getting that play going, Sam, because even though it was taking away with the offside.
Well, the big thing was it was an icing call, and you know, we got the big boys out there, and you win a face-off, make a play, get to the net, and it was a goal. So sometimes the simplest plays work out for you, and that's what it was.
Nice to see Chernek get that one against an organization that traded him.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that. For him, I think it was just nice to get one. So he was a good fan.
Think of the pregame ceremony. I know you mentioned how emotional it'll probably be, everybody in the stands, but I'd be here for that moment.
Yeah, it was, yeah, I said this earlier, not only the impact Kobe had on the city, but what he's had all over the globe. And just the walk down here to Staples Center before the game, and the love that's shown for him outside the arena. And yeah, it just gives you time to reflect and sit there and understand how much he meant to this city. But to be honest, it was a very tasteful tribute to him. But it was a weird first couple minutes of the game. There was just no emotion on either side. But once the bodies got banged, you know, turned into a hockey game. But it was, like I said, very well done and tasteful treatment.
You improved to 6-0 against the Pacific. Is that just quirk, or is there something stylistically
quirk? I don't know.
We've
had some success against our division, some of the Pacific, and which means we've probably struggled against some other ones. It's a tough league to win games. I don't read too much into the divisions we're playing or anything like that. But we're just, you know, we got to come out here and get points, and it seems like everybody behind us is getting them, and you know, for us, it's not who we get them, we just want to get them.
Thank you.